今天早上我们互相勉励的题目是何捆收回家。
And this morning our mutual topic is bringing in the sheaf.
啊，这代表着有收成、有收获，代表着成功。
And this represents a gathering or a successful reward.
这样的一个结果是我们每一个人所期望的，是我们每一个人所想要的。
And this concept is what everyone wish for and everyone hope for after labor.
我们常常在想，当如何才能够有收获，能够成功。
And sometimes we often ask ourselves, how can we be a successful or how can we see a reward that we work for?
请来看诗篇126篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 126.
诗篇一百二十六篇第五节第六节。
Psalms 126 verse 5 and 6。
流泪撒种的必欢呼收割，那带种流泪出去的必要欢欢乐乐的带禾捆回家。请念。
Verse 5, those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy. He who goes out weeping carrying seed to sow will return with songs of joy carrying sheaf with him.
这里告诉我们，如果要成功的话，有四个步骤。
And here encourages there are four steps to be successful.
你要出去。
You have to go out to work.
你要流泪。
You have to be in tears.
你要去撒种。
And you have to go out and sow the seed.
那你就会有所收成，你就成功。
Then you will see the harvest and that you will be a successful person.
啊、真的这四个步骤就是所谓成功的方法步骤吗
？Is this four steps of success？
我们来看一个圣经的例子。
Let us see one example from the Bible。
请看《创世纪》三十二章。
Genesis 32。
《创世纪》三十二章第十节。
Genesis chapter 32 verse 10。
第十节，你向仆人所施的一切慈爱和诚实，我一点也不配。我先前只拿着我的杖过这约旦河，如今我却成了两队了。啊，这是雅各向神的祷告。
This is the prayer of Jacob to God.
啊，他想到二十年前，他只是拿着一根手杖，很简单的行李，离开家门。
He recalled that 20 years ago that he carried with him a staff on his hand, a very simple livelihood.
这里说他现在已经成为两队了。
And today he writes that he has two companies.
他所谓的两队到底指着什么呢
？What is his two companies?
啊，我们请看创世纪三十二章十三节。
Let's read verse 13.
十三节，当夜雅各在那里住宿。就从他所有的物中拿礼物，要送给他哥哥以扫。十四节。
14.
母山羊两百只，公山羊二十只，母绵羊两百只，公绵羊二十只。十五节。
15.
奶筛子的骆驼三十只，各带着筛子；母牛四十只，公牛十只，母驴二十匹，驴驹十匹。啊，这里在描写雅各。准备送给哥哥的礼物。
And here's the description of the gift that Jacob would present to his brother.
啊，这是一个很重的礼啊，很大很重的礼物。
And this is a very bountiful gift.
啊，当然这也显示出雅各他所拥有的啊丰富。
And here we can see the plentiful possessions Jacob had.
啊，不但是这样子，我们继续看三十三章第五节。
Let's turn to chapter 33, verse 5.
第五节，以扫举目看见妇人和孩子，说：“这些和你同行的是谁呢？”雅各说：“这些孩子是神施恩给你仆人的。”啊，第六节。于是两个使女和他的孩子前来下拜。第七节。利亚和他的孩子也前来下拜。随后，约瑟和拉结也前来下拜。啊，不但雅各有很多的牛羊啊，而且啊，他还家里人口众多。
Jacob not only possessed animals, but he also has a lot of members in his family.
啊，如果说什么是成功，我想雅各就是一个成功的例子，成功的代表。
And what is success? Or this is one example of Jacob that he represents a successful person.
我想这也是常常我们对成功的一个定义吧。
And probably this may be our definition of what a success is.
为什么雅各能够有这样的成功？
And how come Jacob is doing so well?
雅各他出去了。
Jacob went out.
请看创世纪二十五章二十七节。
Let's see Genesis chapter 25, verse 27.
创世纪二十五章二十七节。
Genesis chapter 25, verse 27.
两个孩子渐渐长大，以扫善于打猎，常在田野，雅各为人安静，常住在帐篷里。这里提到以扫雅各他们是双胞胎的兄弟。
27 described that this twin brother Jacob and Esau.
他们两个人的个性看起来是截然的不同。
Their personality are extreme difference.
这里说雅各他为人安静常常这个待在家里头，待在帐篷里。
And here writes that Jacob is a quiet man staying in the tent all times.
雅各他必须要出去，他才能够成功。
Jacob has to go out of his tent to be successful.
要踏出这一步，有时候是自己立志要出去，有时候是情势所逼。
And to put the first step is either that by his voluntary action or sometimes that his living environment forces him to go out.
但是无论如何，只要踏出去了，就是成功的第一步。
Whatever it is, the first step that move out from the house or from the living quarters is a success. Sign.
有一天雅各他终于踏出去了。
One day Jacob left his house.
请看创世纪二十八章第十节。
Genesis chapter 28 verse 10.
二十八章第十节。
Genesis chapter 28 verse 10.
雅各出了别示巴向哈兰走去。雅各离开了帐篷他踏出去了。
Jacob left his house and he left.
这成为他人生的一个成为他人生的一个很大的一个转变的地方。
And this first step that he took become his turning point of his life.
这也是我们刚才一开始所读的所看的他成功的一个第一个原因。
And this is one of the first reasons or one of the reasons of his success.
无论他为什么要出去，他总是出去了。
We do not know why he went out from his house, but he did.
一个不愿意出门的人，现在竟然出门了，对他来讲，应该是一件很痛苦的事情。
And for a person who likes to live at home, but has to move out from his home, is a very sorrowful event.
所以当然他的出去是带着眼泪出去的。
And he left with tears.
走在旷野路上，或许这是他第一次的离开家门。
He left his house and wandered in the wilderness, and probably this is his first experience.
不但是这样子，而且是孤零零的一个人。
As a lonely person that he wanders around.
走在旷野路上，天色渐渐的暗下来。
And wandering out, that he see that the day turns to night.
他不晓得。将来的日子会是如何
？And he do not know what beholds him tomorrow.
现在他最需要的是母亲的爱，母亲不在身旁。
And now he needs his mother's love, yet his mother is not with him.
现在他很希望有人在旁边跟他作伴，但是只有他一个人。
And now Jacob wished that there would be accompany him, yet he do not.
天色暗下来了，那一种孤单凄凉的感觉更加的浓厚了。
And when day turned to night, the loneliness and the company that's missing that would provoke him.
这凄凉当中应该还带着一些的恐惧害怕吧。
And besides this lonesome, there may be fears that will happen to him.
在野地里头黑夜里头，可能有一些野兽的这种嚎叫的声音。
And in the open darkness, that we may hear the animal cries.
这个不曾离开家的雅各或许暗自在那边流着眼泪。
And probably Jacob that have never left home before would cry at loneliness at night.
他向着他的舅舅哈兰这个往哈兰他舅舅家里去。
And he walks to Haran, his uncle's home.
结果他的舅舅却愿意 这个接纳他啊，让他留下来。
And he lived with his uncle for some time.
啊，但是他的这个舅舅啊也并不是一个，非常好的人。
His uncle doesn't treat him well.
雅各也在这个舅舅的这个啊家啊，在舅舅家中的日子里头啊，受尽了许多的苦。
And staying with his uncle, that he suffered much.
啊，如果是欺负我们的是别人啊，或许我们还可以忍受。
If someone bully us, that we may accept.
啊，欺负我们的竟然是我们至亲的人，这怎能忍受得了？
But those who bully us or take advantage of us is our own relative. How do you accept it?
啊，要反抗嘛，要理论嘛，又没有那个能力。
And for you to justify your standings, that you may not feel convenient.
在这种情形之下，眼泪或许流不出来，但是往肚子里头流。
And probably you will not see that Jacob cry yet, that he hold on to him. 哦，
眼泪流不出来，常常是更痛苦的。
It's more sorrowful that you cannot cry for the sorrows that you had.
我们请看创世纪三十一章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 31. Genesis chapter 31 verse 40.
我白日受尽干热，黑夜受尽寒霜，不得合眼睡着。我常是这样，四十一节。
41.
我这二十年在你家里，为你两个女儿服侍你14年，为你的羊群服侍你6年，你又10次改了我的工价。啊，这两节雅各道尽了他心酸的劳苦的二十年。
And these two verses writes that Jacob poured out all his pains in his last 20 years.
啊，这一种让人眼泪往肚子里头流的日子，不是一个月，不是一年，是二十年。
This sorrowness that he has kept to himself for not for one day, one year, but 20 years.
啊，所以在这二十年的日子里头，雅各的生活实在是充满着心酸的泪水。
So in this 20 years of Jacob's life, that all his life is filled with sorrows and hardship.
啊，这个肉体上的劳苦啊，所带来的还不至于那么苦楚的眼泪。
And the pain, the physical pain that Jacob encountered is not something that cannot be told.
啊，在当时许许多多的牧羊人，他们也是过着这样子的生活。
And we know that all the shepherds live that same lifestyle.
啊，更让他难以忍受的啊，是要去面对着这样的一个长辈，这样的一个舅舅。
The most difficult moment is that he has to face his uncle.
啊，有时候最让我们伤心的就是这种人际的关系。
And sometimes, emotions that afflict us is that our relative treat us.
所以我们看到雅各，他不但出去了，他也是充满着泪水。
We see that Jacob left his house, yet we carry with him tears and sorrows.
我们请再看创世纪三十章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 30.
创世纪三十章三十一节。
Genesis chapter 30 verse 31.
拉班说：“我当给你什么呢？”雅各说：“什么你也不必给我，只有一件事，你若应承，我便仍旧牧放你的羊群。”32. 32. 今天我要走遍你的羊群，把绵羊中凡有点的、有斑的和黑色的，并山羊中凡有斑的、有点的，都挑出来。将来这一等的，就算我的工价。啊，终于雅各他有撒种的机会了。
And here that the chance for Jacob to sow his seed.
啊，拉班这一个人虽然不好啊，但是啊，他也知道有神的同在是何等的宝贵。
Even though that Laban is not really generous, yet that he knows God existed and the preciousness of God.
啊，所以啊，其实啊，坏人他们也常常知道啊，神是多么的宝贵，多么的重要。
And even the wicked people know that the importance of God and how important God is in their life.
哦，坏人都知道要看重神，更何况我们拜神的人。怎么能够不敬畏神、不尊重神
？And how much different that for those that for wicked people know the existence of God, for those that who knows God yet has to worship Him more.
这个拉班实在知道说神是所以会跟他这个家庭同在是因为雅各。
And Laban understands that God is with his family is because the existence of Jacob in his family.
所以啊，他想尽办法要把雅各留在他身边。
He thinks of all tricks that to keep Jacob in his family.
所以在这时候，他才有一点不情愿的来跟雅各谈雅各应该有的这个工价，应该有的报酬。
And here that Jacob unvoluntarily that he forced himself to bargain with Jacob what his reward will be.
所以他们就谈妥了这个工价是如何。
And finally, they come up with a agreement.
那在神的看顾祝福之下雅各就开始撒了种之后，他开始有收割了。
And under the preservations of God, Jacob sowed the seed, and now he is collecting the reward.
我们请看创世纪三十章四十三节。
Genesis chapter 30 verse 40.
四十三节。
Excuse me. Genesis chapter 30 verse 43.
于是雅各极其发大，得了许多的羊群、仆婢、骆驼和驴。这里说雅各他就大大的有收获，他走上这个成功的道路了。
And here we see Jacob was a successful person, and he walks on a successful path.
所以我们很清楚的看到雅各的成功就是经过这四个步骤。
And we see that how Jacob as a successful person.Went through these four steps.
我们想要成功吗
？Do you want to be a successful person?
你不妨照着这四个步骤去做，相信你也会成功。
And if you follow these four steps, one day you will be the same as what Jacob had.
在座我们有好多人都是第一代的移民。
And many of us think here are the first generation of immigrants.
想想看，当初你要来的时候。
Just recall the days that when you step into this country.
你没有完全像雅各，也多少有一点像吧。
If you do not look like, if you do not has the way of Jacob, that but you may have some similarities.
你有一张单程的机票。
You have a one-way ticket.
没有成功不回去的。
And unless you are successful, you will not return to your country.
你可能提着两个或三个这个行李。
Probably you carry it with you two or three pieces of luggage.
你自己一个人或许有你的配偶跟着你一起来到这个对你来讲所谓的异邦。
And that you come to this foreign land with yourself or your spouse.
有很多你可能是先到学校里头去继续你的学业，继续深造。
And the first step that you do is where you went to your school to take your class and continue your education.
你就过着所谓留学生的生活。
Then you become a life of a student.
或许你还记得那第一个冬天。
Probably you still remember the first winter.
有一个晚上你在实验室里头做实验做到半夜十二点。
One night you were in the lab playing with it until midnight.
当你要离开实验室的时候，你发现一整天下大雪，雪已经积了一尺高。
And when you were about to leave the labs, then you realize that on the road, that you see that there's 1 foot of snow.
你就这样子踏着一尺的雪，踏回你的 apartment 去。
Then you walk through the 1 foot of snows all the way to your apartment.
当你进了屋子，你两脚都已经这个。麻了不晓得是你的脚，赶快泡在热水里。
And when you reach your apartment, you have 2 frozen feet that you doesn't feel your feet still exist, and you just put your feet in a warm water.
在这样的一个过程里头，你付出你的努力甚至付出你的泪水。
And through these days that you shed your tears and that all your hard work.
终于有一天你完成了你的论文，终于有一天你拿到了学位。
One day, eventually, you complete your thesis, then you receive your certificate.
所以你今天在这里你也找到工作你就安定下来。
And you found a job, and you stable yourself, and you stayed here.
虽然不能够说有大大的成功至少也有小小的成功。
You cannot say that you have a major or success, yet you have a success life.
这个叫做成功的福音。
And this is the gospel of a success.
我们常常喜欢很想知道如何成功。
We often like to know how to become a successful person.
其实圣经里头给我们很多这个如何成功的这个方法公式。
And the Bible gives us many methods and many ways of a successful person.
听我这么一分析，你或许会想说，陈传道，你过去大概很成功吧？
And if you think of the way that I present these thoughts, that you may ask me that in the past you must be a successful person.
如果三十年前我会这样子来读这两节圣经的话，或许我跟雅各一样，没有两对也有一对。
And 30 years ago, if I were to read the two verses Jacob writes, if I do not own two companies of people, I have at least own one group.
当然了，我也不会当传道了。
And obviously, I would not become a minister.
原来当传道都是一些不成功的人。
Is it true that for those preachers are those that who are not a successful person in their career?
其实只有陈传道是这样，其他的传道在当传道之前其实都很成功的。
It's only the exception is only preacher Chan that any other preacher beside them of being their full-time ministers, they are very successful.
比如说上两个礼拜在这里领会的黄传道就是以前在我们这里出来当传道的。
For example, Pastor Steve Huang is used to be a New Jersey resident.
你们好多人都跟他一样是这个就是。电脑工程师或是什么工程师的。
And most of you are just like him that as a computer programmer once before.
你们也都知道，他如果不要当传道，他的薪水没有现在的三倍，也至少也有两倍。
And if Preacher Huang does not become minister, at least that his salary now is twice or triples what he is making today.
那他脑袋坏掉了，为什么要来当传道
？Is he out of his mind that he volunteered himself to become a full-time minister.
请看哥林多前书第九章。
Let's see 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多前书九章二十五节。
1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 25.
凡教力真圣的诸事都有节制，他们不过是要得能坏的冠冕，我们却是要得不能坏的冠冕。请念。
Verse 25, everyone who competes in the game goes into strict training. They do not do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever.
这里说到说我们要得那不能坏的冠冕。
And here it tells us we will want to get a crown that will last forever.
所以我们不但要在世界上成功更要紧的我们要在信仰上成功。
And here it teaches us that we are not to become successful in our career, but also in our faith.
所以这个禾捆收回家这个也要告诉我们如何来做先道的工作。
And bringing in the chaff also also teaches us how to do our evangelical work.
我们希望我们信仰成功，我们也希望我们的这个。神所交付我们的工作也非常的成功。
And God wants us to be successful in our career, but also wants us to be successful in the work of God.
所以感谢神我们每一个教会都很看重先道这一个工作。
Thanks to the grace of God, every churches emphasize upon the importance of evangelism.
先道这一个字眼永远不会消失在真耶稣教会里头。
Evangelism, the word, the task will not diminish.From True Jesus Church.
我们再回到这四个步骤来看先道的事工。
Let's trace back the four steps that we mentioned earlier and in regards to evangelism.
我们来看神是怎样的计划着让我们将这个福音带进这个社会这个世界。
And let us see how God planned or how God would like to use these four steps.To bring his words into this world.
神的计划第一步就是要出去。
And the first plan of God, the first step is to move, to go out.
所以说带着种子流泪带着种子出去。
And to go out with the seed and sow with tears.
我们只要在教会里头一段时间追求信仰一段时间我们总是能够感受到神的爱。
And if we're in the church, after we have been with God, that we can feel that there's love in the church.
啊，我们也很愿意的，啊，尽我们的本分来回报神的爱。
And we try our best, to repay the love of God for us.
哦，所以说，如果要出力量、出时间，好多人都愿意。
And if you ask the volunteers to, for their time and money, everyone is willing to do so.
啊，是的，参与教会的事工常常是要花时间出力量。
And indeed, that to serve in the church is that we have to use your time and money.
啊，不但没有得报酬啊，反而要出钱。
And you not only get you not only been rewarded, but yet you have to use your money to do something.
啊，实在我们都很愿意的在教会的事工上面能够尽本分，能够有份。
And we tried our best to put a part in serving the church.
啊，对先道的工作，我们也很愿意的花时间来做祷告。
And also that in our serving the church, we also are willing to spend our time in prayer.
这一切的事情常常我们都很容易的能够去做。
And all these tasks is very simple for us to do.
啊，但是在先道的事情上面，我们还必须要出气。
And beside all this, that we still have to do the first step.
啊，常常这也是我们最不容易做到的事情。
And this first step is the most difficult for us to do.
当然，这有一些很根本的一些原因。
There are some reasons that are hindering us.
啊，我们啊，下午我们会有机会，我们稍微来谈一下。
And in the afternoon, we will have a chance to discuss that.
哦，所以一个教会能够有更多的人出去，哦，那这个教会在人数上才更会有成长。
And for that, for in a church, when there is many that who is willing to go out to do the work, that the church will grow.
啊，我曾经在一个大概。啊，100个人的教会里头做了一个问卷调查。
I had a survey in a church that has about 100 members in the congregation.
哦，愿意为教会啊出去传福音的啊有哦，那好多个项目，其中一个项目就是愿意出去的。
And the survey there's many parts, and one part is that are you willing to take the first step to go out and preach?
哦，出去发传单。
And for example, to go out and to pass out the flyers.
啊，出去想办法去找慕道啊，找这个慕道朋友。
And that you can go out and find a person that is willing to share the truth with you.
啊，这个在家里头举办这个家庭的啊，这个布道或者福音茶会。
Or you will have evangelisms in your house.
啊，或者在教会里头参与。这个啊，慕道班的工作。
Or you are willing to help the newly converted members.
哦，这个有三十四个人填表啊，其中有十份啊愿意做这件事情。
I received 34 survey back and 10 volunteer themselves to do this.
哦，所以大概是四分之一不到三分之一。
And somewhere between one third and one quarter.
那既然有人愿意这样出去啊，啊，我们也实在可以看到啊一些成啊一些神的祝福。
And since that there is people that's willing to go out and do all this, that you see that God bless the church.
啊，所以啊，曾经在施洗的时候，啊，一次超过20个人接受洗礼。
And one occurrences, 20 were newly converted.
哦，但是也曾经有都没有人洗礼的。的时候
，and there is also occasions that there is none that were converted.
啊，但是还是有人继续的不灰心的继续的出去，在做先道的工作。
And yet there is people, there's members that will continue to go out and evangelize.
啊，也曾经有一个教会，大概是啊70个人。
There is a church that has about 70 membership.
哦，他们也有人愿意出去做宣道的工作。
And there is also members that's willing to go out and to preach.
啊，每一次灵恩会之前，他们一定啊布道会之灵恩布道会之前，他们一定会办一个预先办一个活动，哦，来做这个准备。
And before the evangelical or spiritual convocations, the church will prepare an activities.
啊，曾经来的人没有半个慕道者都是信徒。
And in the past, all those attendees are the our church members.
哦，但是这个执事会的人也他们不灰心，还是每一次都办这样的一个活动，在林恩布道会之前。
But this church that they had these activities every occasion, every time before the spiritual convocation or evangelical services.
啊，所以他们也终于曾经尝到神给他们的祝福，啊，十个人受洗。
And they once experienced that the grace God given them that 10 were converted.
啊，神给我们的计划的第二个步骤就是要流泪。
And it's the second plan God given us that we will shed in tears.
请我们看回诗篇一百二十六篇。
Let's turn back to Psalms 126.
诗篇一百二十六篇第五节。
Psalms 126 verse 5.
流泪撒种的必欢呼收割。第六节。
Verse 6.
那带种流泪出去的必要欢欢乐乐的带禾捆回家。前面。
Verse 5. Those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy. Verse 6. He who goes out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying chaff with him.
啊，第六节说带着种子流泪出去。
And carrying with the seed and shed in tears.
好，在生活当中，我们为什么会流泪
？In our life, why do we cry?
在生活当中，我们为谁流泪
？In our life, who do we cry for?
常常是我们很在意的，我们所关心的，我们所在意的事情，我们所关心的人，我们会流泪。
And we will shed or we will cry because for those people that we care for or we concerned for.
做父母亲的。很多人曾经为自己的儿女流过泪。
And for the parents, many parents have shed tears for their children.
我们做夫妻的，我们也曾经为我们的配偶流过泪。
And for the spouses, they had sometimes cried for them.
我们为什么流泪？因为我们在意，因为我们关心。
Why do we cry? It's because we show cares and we show concern for them.
是的，我们不是没有眼泪的人，但是。我们是否为过先到的事情流泪
？We are not humans without tears. Yet, have we shed our tears for evangelism?
我们求神，求主耶稣的啊这种爱世人的这种心，也能够赐给我们。
And we pray that God will give us a heart for us to love others.
能够去感受到别人。
And let us share this love that others also need Jesus.
好像我们感受到我们的儿女，他们在某些方面，他们应该怎么做，但是他们并没有那么做，所以我们伤心，所以我们在意，所以我们为他们流泪。
And we cry for our children because we know what they should do, yet they do not do what they should.
保罗这个传道人，他常常有这样的感受。
And Paul, as the ministers of God, that he has this experience.
你看罗马书第九章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 9.
罗马书第九章第一节。
Romans chapter 9, verse 1.
我在基督里。
I speak the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience confirms it in the Holy Spirit. I have great sorrows and unceasing anguish in my heart, for I could wish that I myself were cursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers, those of my race, the people of Israel. There is the adoption as son, there is the divine glory, the covenant, the receiving of the law, the temple of worship, and the promises. Verse 5.
到这里就好。这里保罗说他为他的他的同胞他心里时常是伤痛的。
And here Paul says that for his fellow people that he often feel the sorrow.
他真的很在意他同胞对耶稣对主耶稣基督的认识。
And he is concerned about his fellow people about knowing God.
他真的希望他们能够再进一步的不但拜神，更认识主耶稣基督就是那一位独一的真神。
And he also wants to know that his fellow people really truly understand that Christ is the God.
正像主耶稣在世的时候，他也曾经为周遭的人来掉过眼泪。
And once Jesus also shed for the people around him.
看到那些 失落的人，主耶稣为他们流眼泪。
And for the lost, Jesus cried for them.
啊，这一种是非常非常真实的，哦，非常真实的一种泪水。
And this is a genuine tears.
啊，当然这需要真的神让我们感受到别人的需要。
And this that let us know that other needs are this.
哦，所以不但出去，而且是流着眼泪。
We not only take our first step to go out, but yet we also carry with tears.
啊，神给我们的计划第三个步骤就是撒种。
And the third step, the third plan that God for us is to sow the seed.
我们带着宝贵的种子出去。
And we carry with it a precious seed.
请看《使徒行传》第五章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 5.
使徒行传第五章十九节。
Acts chapter 5, verse 19.
十九节，但主的使者夜间开了监门，领他们出来。二十节，说你们去站在殿里，把这生命的道都讲给百姓听。啊，这里说到啊，这个神的使者要彼得、约翰他们去把生命的道讲给百姓听。
And here that God wants Peter and John that to tell the word of life to the people.
彼得、约翰他们所传讲的是带给人生命的。
And what Peter and John preach about will bring life to people.
啊，今天我们所传讲的就是这个生命的道。
And today what we talk about is the life.It's the truth of life.
哦，这是带着生命的，是极其宝贵的，是啊，是带给人益处的。
And this will give benefits and will bring preciousness and also bring life to those listener.
啊，所以主耶稣也曾经做过撒种的比喻。
And Jesus once quoted a parable about a sower.
哦，他说那个种子啊，路加福音第八章十一节说，那个种子就是神的道。
And Luke chapter 8 verse 11, that seed is the word of God.
啊，我们也都知道说那个种子撒在四种地方。
And we understand that there is four kinds of seeds that were sown on four different places.
哦，虽然有一些没有成长。
Some of the seed did not grow.
哦，但是也一定有一些是掉在好土里的。
And yet there are some seed that falls onto a good soil.
哦，就一定会有哦，会看到美好的收成。
And that you will see that it will grow and we have good harvest.
啊，今天我们如何去撒种
？Today, how do we go out to sow the seed?
啊，请看《使徒行传》十七章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 17.
使徒行传十七章二十三节。
Acts chapter 17, verse 20.
二十三节。
Excuse me, verse 23.
我游行的时候，观看你们所拜的，啊，遇见一座坛，上面写着卫士之神，你们所不认识而敬拜的，我现在告诉你们，啊，这里是讲到保罗他来到雅典的地方。
Here rise Paul came to Athens.
啊，他为那个地方的人心里觉得很着急。
And he was worried for the Athens.
啊，所以啊，他就开始跟他们讲论。
And he begins to preach to them.
哦，所以如何撒种，就是跟人家讲论信仰的事情，跟人家讲论主耶稣基督。
And how do you preach or how do you sow the seed is to introduce Jesus Christ to them.
我们如何去撒种
？How do we go out to sow the seed?
哦，过着一个基督徒的生活，这就是在撒种。
To live a life of a Christian, that is to sow seed.
啊，请看马太福音第五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音五章十六节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 16.
十六节，你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。主耶稣说，我们要成为世上的光。
Jesus encourages us to be the light of the world. 啊，
主耶稣的意思就是，我们在生活当中要有好行为的表现。
Jesus tried to tell us in English that says that in our life, let us have a good behavior.
哦，我们过着很一致的生活。
We live a very standard life.
我们是做24小时的基督徒。
We are a Christian 24/7.
哦，来到教会是基督徒，在家里是基督徒，在学校是基督徒，在公司里头是基督徒。
You are a Christian in church, in school, in your office, at home.
这个就是在撒种。
This is sowing the seed.
那我们也能够利用教会为我们准备的一些有用的工具，这些传单、这些书刊，这都是这都能够成为做我们这个撒种的一个工作。
And we can use other tools, pamphlets, flyers, and all those as tools for sowing the seed.
我们大家都常常去想到先到这件事情。
And we should often remember about evangelism.
如果我们有什么好的意见、好的主意，我们跟人分，跟弟兄姐妹分享，跟教会的职务会人员，来分享、来讨论。
And if you have any good suggestions or any good ideas that you can share with the brothers, sisters, or with any council members.
因为我们需要撒种。
Because we ought to sow the seed.
神给我们的第四个计划就是收成。
And the fourth step of God is that we should harvest.
有的翻译本说，毫无疑问的，我们一定会欢喜的收割。
There are some translation of the Bible that without doubt that we will collect joyfully.
就是说神给我们应许，这样子做一定会给我们有结果。
And without doubt that God promised this to us that by doing that way we will see the reward.
另外告诉我们，就是我们是要把人完完全全的带到主耶稣基督的面前。
And also teach us that we should bring people to God in a perfectness.
不是成为我们的门徒，是成为主耶稣基督的门徒。
And we should bring the people to God not as a disciple of us, but disciple of Christ.
不是老是成为我们的客人，是成为主耶稣的门徒。
And not to become a guest of us, but this person to become the disciple of God.
这个收成毫无疑问的会带来欢喜的收成。
And this reward, this harvest will undoubtedly bring joy with it.
不是只有几个人有份，是我们大家都有份。
And the share is not only allocated to a couple, yet to be shared with all.
所以让我们常常回到圣经里头给我们这个非常非常基本而重要的这样的一个计划，这样的一个教导。
Let us return back to the Bible for this basic, for this fundamental teaching.
让我们成为一个获得人灵魂的一个教会。
And let us become a church that will become the fishers of men.
让我们现在有喜乐，将来也有喜乐。
That we have joy today, and we will have joy in the future.
我们请看路加福音十五章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 15.
路加福音十五章第十节。
Luke chapter 15 verse 10。
第十节，我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在神的使者面前也是这样为他欢喜。
Verse 10, in the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents.
得着灵魂这拯救灵魂这是地上天上都欢喜快乐的一件事情。
Winning a soul is a joy event for us on earth and also God in heaven.
让我们现在有喜乐，将来也有喜乐。
That we will have the joy today, and in the future we will have the same joy.